Tweet at Today SOR.
The Oireachtas Committee has, in the last few minutes, the Oireachtas Committee on Health has invited the board of the new National Children's Hospital to appear before it in January to answer questions on the spiralling cost of the new development. Health Committee member Alan Kelly is on the line now. You had called for this hearing to take place. You expect it to happen in January, but the horse has bolted at this stage, hasn't it, in regard to the, well, it's now 1.433 billion and rising, the cost of the hospital.
It may have bolted, but the taxpayer needs answers. And the Health Committee this morning, of which I'm a member, I'm also a member of the Public Accounts Committee, decided that we would bring in the National Paediatric Hospital Development Board, who were overseeing this on the 16th of January at our first meeting, to discuss how this got to where it is and to get some answers. There's obviously been scoping issues. There are issues in relation to escalating costs that are obvious, how the tenders are being done, how they were signed, the contracts, the specifications. There's a whole range of issues here. So we want to get to the bottom of that. We'll be inviting them in. The invitations will go out subsequent to today for the 16th of January. The board will be inviting in. And then subsequently the following week on the 23rd, we're inviting in both the Department of Health and DPER to go through it as well.
Surely this, though, is business that should properly be conducted by the Public Accounts Committee rather than the Health Committee, because they look at the spending of taxpayers' money.
Well, there's two aspects to this, and obviously I sit on both committees, and I believe that the Public Accounts Committee will certainly have a look at this too. But we've got to look at it from a spending issue, which obviously is a public accounts area, but also from the health side of things, because really, Sean, you need to analyse this. I've known for many months now that this has been eating up a huge amount of capital. People have been telling me this. People working across the HSE know this. But there is then an issue in relation to other projects, the capital project across all other health services. And there's obviously profiling of expenditure going on where projects are now being stopped or being pushed out. And I have concerns in relation to the National Maternity Strategy. I have concerns in relation to a number of acute requirements, particularly 96 beds required in Limerick, primary care centres, oncology services in Cork and Galway, radiotherapy, other services that are required across the country that are badly needed, mental health services. And where, I mean, there's a finance budget. This budget is obviously eating up a lot of the capital. So the Minister and the Taoiseach need to be honest with the public and come out and say what is not being built because of this.
Are the people then who you're inviting to the Health Committee in January, are they going to have to make a repeat visit then into the PAC when perhaps their time might be better used doing one committee and then concentrating on at least keeping a limit, keeping a lid on the costs now?
Well, that's a matter for the committee chairs and the committees to decide.
Well, actually, it's not really fair to those people, though, who you're bringing before you. I mean, they have to accept these invitations.
I have no issue if it's only one committee. We'll. But I'm not in the position to answer that.
But I mean, surely the Dáil should get its house in order first before you start hauling these people before you.
Well, actually, in fairness, no, Sean. In fairness, the committees make their own decisions.
That's the whole problem, because you know, the left hand doesn't know what the right hand is doing.
No, I totally reject that. I think that's.
But you're the vice chair of the Public Accounts.
One second, Sean. What the Health Committee looks after issues in relation to health. There are obvious issues here in relation to what projects are not going forward. The Public Accounts looks after expenditure. There's obviously huge issues here in relation to expenditure. They're two separate things.
But it just shows you can't organise your business collectively as politicians representing the people if they have to be brought in twice before two separate committees.
For two things, Sean. Firstly, that's an assumption you're making. Secondly...
Well, it's a kind of a statement of the obvious, because you said the Public Accounts Committee are going to bring them in too.
No, what I said, we were going to discuss it, Sean, in relation to whether we are going to bring them in. But one way or the other, the issues in relation to health have to be dealt with by the Health Committee, and the issues in relation to public expenditure have to be dealt with by the Public Accounts Committee. That's why they exist. What we really need to get to here, and I have no issue in relation to which committees deal with this. If only one committee deals with it, that's fine, if that's the decision that's made.
But who would make that decision?
Generally speaking, the chairs and the clerks come together and discuss what's the most appropriate way to have best value of time, and I'm sure that's going to happen, to answer your substantive question. But bottom line here is we need to get the answers of three different questions. First question is why this has gone from a time when I was a government minister, 440 million to in excess of 1433, and the Taoiseach has said that this could go even further. Secondly, the timelines for it being built obviously are going to be pushed out, which means the services promises to the people of Ireland, the children in Ireland, aren't going to be there. Thirdly, we need to find out what projects, and this is obvious, what projects are not going to go ahead, are not going to be planned in the time as we expected because of the fact that this budget has been eaten up by excessive expenditure now in relation to Children's Hospital. And let's be quite clear about this. I and my party and others in the Dáil are 100% behind building the state-of-the-art Children's Hospital. But we also have to be responsible as regards other requirements in health and also, obviously, the use of taxpayers' money. And that's the bottom line which we need to get answers on.
And the cost, as you just said, it goes from 400 million up to 1.4 billion. And it's not at the top of the PAC, the Public Accounts Committee agenda.
Well, it's for starters, generally speaking, the PAC deals with issues that come through the CNAG.
That's obviously, not what happened with the cervical cancer scandal.
Obviously, from time to time, issues of public interest that need a direct intervention come before the PAC. And I'll be discussing that with my PAC colleagues once we come back after the break.
Okay, Alan Kelly, member of the Health Committee and Vice Chair of the Public Accounts Committee, thank you indeed for joining us. We're talking Christmas telly after the break.
Today with Sean O'Rourke on RTE Radio 1.